Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Phoebe is looking for a second date update with a guy named Alan. Hi, Phoebe. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good. So what's the story with Alan? How'd you meet him and how did the first encounter go?
So we actually met on Tinder. You know, I don't mind admitting that. I actually kind of really like the online dating thing. I just think it's a great way to meet people that I never would have met had I not been online dating.
Yeah, you won't find judgment here about online dating.
Okay, good. I just like meeting new people and getting to know new people. And with Alan, I really thought that we clicked. You know, everything that you could kind of hope for on a first date really happened.
Right.
We had this sort of rhythm going on, you know, like this back and forth, finishing each other's sentences type thing. And we were laughing at jokes that each other said. It just felt like so comfortable.
Yeah.
He kept telling me how pretty I was, and that was really nice.
The best.
yeah, it felt sincere, you know. And he was a gentleman. He didn't try to, like, go back to his place after dinner, anything. He didn't try, which was nice. We had a little buzz going on, and I actually probably would have liked to have gone out more.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't really do that very often, but I don't know. Like, he was a green light guy for me, you know, and now I haven't heard from him, and I'm just really disappointed and kind of bummed out, and I'm curious why. I thought that we ended on a great note. I thought it was a great date. He seemed positive and, you know, enjoyed himself, it seemed. So I don't know what happened. I haven't heard from him at all.
Okay. And what have you done to try to get a hold of him other than just waiting for him to call you?
I've texted him a couple times. And then, you know, I'm getting the hint, like, you know, so I don't want to be crazy.
Right, but like, is he texting back anything, even just like a thumbs up or acknowledgement or nothing at all?
Nothing.
That's the worst. I really like this date you went on, though.
Yeah, it did sound like pretty good. His first loves being told she's pretty.
Well, not just that, but I also enjoy when you meet someone and they are thinking the same thing that you are thinking and you're saying it at the same time because it just feels like a inner, deeper connection.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it sounds like you two had similar senses of humor.
Yeah. I love that kind of stuff.
I don't know what happened. I'm so curious, honestly.
All right. Well, let's take a break here then. When we come back, we'll call Alan, just see what he has to say. We'll hear him out. But first, we got to do the break. First, we'll get the phone number from you while we're doing that, and we'll call Alan as Second Date Update continues next. But Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. Well, Phoebe met Alan on Tinder, and she is not apologizing. She is not ashamed, nor should she be. We know a lot of successful relationships, even a lot of marriages that have resulted from Tinder hookups. And Alan seemed like a super cool dude, totally into her, seemed to have similar sense of humor, seemed to really get each other. He was generous with the compliments, you know, telling her she's pretty. Fritch liked that part.
Yep, I like it.
But there's been nothing from Alan since the date. Phoebe's sent a couple texts and nothing back from Alan. So here we are. We're going to call Alan, see what he has to say about Phoebe. Are there any other clues or anything you thought of during the break that we need to know going in?
I don't think so. I don't know. I've racked my brain. I don't know.
All right. Then let's just call Alan and see what's up.
Hello?
Yes. Is this Alan?
Yeah, speaking, Master calling.
Alan, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing great. We got the whole gang here, as a matter of fact. Tim is here. Fritch is here. Say hi, guys.
Morning.
Hi. Morning.
Are we on the radio?
Well, only with your permission, bud. If you don't mind talking to us for a couple of minutes, that'd be great. We'd really appreciate that.
I think I know. Is that like Second Date Update, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That is the one.
You know who we're calling?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I guess she came to you. I'll talk. I think you guys understand. I think you'll totally be on my side with this one.
I didn't know there was a side to this, but okay. She had nothing but great things to say about you. You sound like a super nice guy. You just kind of went MIA there. you know, maybe you're busy, maybe you got other stuff going on. Was it something she said or did? Are you not that into Phoebe? What's going on?
She was cool. A little quirky. Definitely not your average girl who likes to talk about kind of like average things, you know? It's hard to explain. I've never really experienced this before, especially on my first date. But I'll just kind of tell you what she wanted to do with me. So on the topics that we were talking about, our childhoods. And, you know, I basically told her mine was uneventful, happy kid, happy life, you know, great parents, no traumas. And she absolutely refused to believe me.
Oh.
She kept berating me with, you know, that I was repressing some awful memories because no one has a, you know, carefree childhood like I did.
Hmm.
And to get to that point, the kicker is she's a certified hypnotist and she wanted to put me on the couch, so she could delve in the depths of my mind and find out, you know, how
see what's going on in there.
Apparently I can't remember. Yeah. And, I didn't really agree with that.
Yeah.
You don't want your brain getting picked.
Hypnosis.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting course of conversation for a first date.
That is interesting. Well, Phoebe, I didn't know you were a certified hypnotist.
Yeah, I am. And I just wish that you would trust me on this. Like, I swear I'm not crazy. I've seen it so many times and I like to help people, you know, so I'm just trying to help you. And it's also it's kind of fun. It's really interesting and unique. And I didn't mean to make you think that we had to rush into it. Like, I know it can kind of freak people out a little bit.
But did Alan strike you as someone who needed help?
Not necessarily. It's just that, like, especially people that just can't remember anything of their childhood, I think it's so important. And clearly that we all have stuff that goes on. I think it's important to kind of go back and remember that and bring it up again.
Well, Alan, did you say that you don't remember anything from your childhood, or did you say it was the way I received it was that you had a relatively uneventful childhood?
Yeah, no, I remember great family home, cool neighborhood, great grandparents, a lot of fun trips, sports.
Yeah, but those are just like the surface things. Like what this does is really bring up all of that stuff from your past that helps. That is what shapes you to the person that you are today. And it's so valuable to know, you know, and I get it. Like, we can wait until, you know, you get to know me better and you're more comfortable with the whole thing. And I mean, you can watch me do it with other people that might make you more like comfortable with it.
So do you do the type of hypnotism where you do corporate events and make coworkers go up on stage and clap
like a chicken
quack and things like this? Or do you do like the people who want
to make a show or a gimmick out of it? Because this is something real. It's not silly. It's so real and valuable.
So let's say in the event Alan agreed to go under with you and you discovered that there was in fact a traumatic event that took place in his past. What do you do at that point? Are you the one who's left to counsel him on that? Do you refer him to someone else? What happens after he has shared?
The point is that maybe that will bring up more things for him, which will give him answers to who he is today. If he wants to go then speak with someone about that, I'm not a therapist by all means.
What if you do it and you find out absolutely nothing happened, and he's as boring as you thought he was at the beginning?
Will you be disappointed?
I mean, I will say that usually doesn't happen, but if that did, I guess great. But that's really rare. Things always come up. We all have stuff down there.
And it may not be. He may not have had when we think of trauma, we think of some big, horrific, major thing that happened. But we have little things that happen to us.
Our
personalities are, you know, formed really young. There are things that we're learning that are being put in our subconscious mind that affects everything in our life from that point forward.
Exactly. That's everything.
And so that's kind of what you're wanting to poke around and.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, but not all that stuff needs to come back up. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I hear a lot of strong arguments for doing that very thing, but I also think it has to be done with someone that you trust, someone who's impartial, and someone that you trust not to use that against you later. You know, when you're in a relationship with someone.
Not saying that you would do that.
Yeah, that's not my intention.
But, yeah, there would have to be a lot of trust there built up, so I do see Alan's point as well.
Yeah, I'm with Alan on this one.
You're good.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate, you know, the conversation. Like I said, I think she's nice, but too persistent on the topic. And it's just, you know, for the first time you meet somebody who wants to go dig up the graveyards of your past because he thinks, you know, something there is just a little too much for me. So I'm good.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry. I'm passionate about it. And I guess I just wanted to show you what I was passionate about. And I don't think it was taken the right way. I apologize. I still had a great time with you. I wish you'd give me another chance, but it doesn't sound like it.
I think Alan's going to move on and choose to remember just the good from your date and repress the rest.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll flush that down the toilet.
Thanks for taking the call. Phoebe, thank you for coming on Second Date Update.
And if we ever need a hypnotist, Phoebe, we'll give you a call.
Yeah, good to know. We'll keep you in the Rolodex.
For sure. We got you down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. You take it easy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.